Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Michael from the 90 Day Fiancé, and he's gone missing 2 months after moving to Nigeria. The green card is powerful, and the border is now wide open, so he doesn't need a new bride for immigration anymore. Also, did she get pregnant or something? That's usually when this happens. I think this is finally the first happy Nigerian prince story I've ever heard of. I'm sure he'll be back, though. He just got lost buying cigarettes. Up next, according to the Chiefs coach, Travis Kelce became a different man when he started dating Taylor Swift. He's in love, and that's a disease that wrecks a man's mind. Maybe he finally found out if he's really a top or a bottom. I am speaking metaphorically, of course. Wink, wink. Swift is always complaining about male behavior, and then goes out and dates one of the worst-behaved men in recent memory. Number three, here's a reminder that Hillary Clinton was supposed to be indicted in the Whitewater scandal, and the building that housed all the documents was destroyed 4 days before the indictment. There was a daycare on the ground floor. What a monster. But apparently this is a baseless conspiracy theory. But like all conspiracies, we will probably never know the truth. Moving on, once upon a time in the 1950s, a family could own a house, a car, and send their kids to college on one income. So what happened? Feminism, that's what. Once women flooded the workforce, the salaries collapsed. Also, the government helped build tons of houses and flooded the market with cheap suburban homes. But what I want to know is who the daughter is waving at, because she's certainly not waving at her father. That pampered daughter grew up to be an entitled boomer. Number 5, Scarlett Johansson confesses that she would expose her entire pee sleeve to strangers on an airplane. Just wait until she's post-wall and takes the girls out, if you know what I mean. If a man had done that on an airplane, he would have been hauled out immediately and banned from flying for life. The man she's with looks like a simp, so no wonder she's trying to get attention from other men. Up next, why is it that most people trust the government, which ends up leading to communism? Most people are followers looking for the most powerful person in the tribe to lead them. That guy on the left-hand side, going his own way towards freedom, is the first target of the people that trust the government that'll go after him once the communists come to power. They can't have the people being led by someone else, even though that someone else just wants to be left alone. Number 7, I wish this story were true, where Congress votes in a new penalty where Lizzo sits on criminals. For those that don't actually meet their maker immediately, she will twerk on them until they snap like a twig. In India, they used to do this to people using an elephant. I guess this is the closest thing to that in America. They'll probably reconsider, though, because this falls under cruelty and unusual punishments. Moving on, as a single mother that's ready to become a stay-at-home mom, but she just wishes that her future husband could stop hiding and show himself already. She seems so entitled and probably won't care about him. She just needs him now that she's already got two kids by different fathers. Unless, of course, the girl she's holding is an albino from the hood. Future husband. What happened to the two past husbands? Number 9 is a friendly reminder that Princess Fiona chose a literal ogre over some short rich guy with high status. Shrek, of course, is over 6 feet tall. He also owns a shack in a swamp and likely has a giant green eggplant. I guess that a tall ogre is better than a short human. Up next, we have Javier Milei saying that you don't get out of poverty with magic, but with capitalism, savings, and hard work. Especially now when governments print money, debasing your savings and devaluing your work. Some say he's a WEF stooge, or controlled opposition. I don't care what he is. I'm just enjoying the taste of feminist tears as they lose their government jobs in Argentina. Don't cry for me. Number 11, we have a milkman that has been proven to have fathered 800 children in California. Looks to me like he must have been packing a Louisville Slugger between his legs back in the day. How did he manage to do all of that and still get the milk delivered? What's scarier is that there are 800 cucks out there that think they're the fathers. I'd be worried for my life if I was this guy. Looks like he was milkman maxing. Grandpa had game, leaving all that cream. Moving on, many women have dating preferences like he must be tall, own his own car and house, be educated, have a high salary, etc., etc. But if the guy has preferences like she can't be a single mother, then she's angry, asking him who hurt you and calls him a pig. These days, it's very common to run into an unemployed waitress demanding that the man must make $250,000 a year plus in order to date her. Number 13, this man used a pointy object 76 times on his wife because he thought that his two sons weren't his because they didn't look like him. DNA tests were then taken after he ended her and they proved that he actually was the father. Oops. Now his sons won't be growing up with a father or a mother. Bro forgot to get a covert DNA test and instead went straight for the kitchen drawer. Maybe she was like the woman in this meme that got plastic surgery and had a bunch of bumpkin babies with Chinese Liu Kang here. Up next in Canada, this is the man that's going to put you under house arrest for pre-crimes if the Canadian government has a suspicion that you'll commit hate crimes in the future. You'll have an ankle monitor put on you even if you did nothing wrong. I remember the film Minority Report. I just don't remember it being set in Canada. This is the Injustice Minister of Canada. A life sentence for hurting someone's feelings. Sounds like a great liberal plan. Number 15, someone says his babe stole his heart. Looks like she stole Christmas too. She could grow a Steve Harvey mustache and still have room for a game of tennis up there. But to me, she just looks like she decided not to phone home and bought a weave instead. She kind of reminds me of someone from my childhood, but I can't picture exactly who. I'm drawing a blank here. Moving on, in the age of advertising, being autistic is a superpower because you don't understand the social cues associated with buying things to elevate your social status because it never mattered to you. Maybe that's why they're trying to medicate those on the spectrum so they can turn them into good little consumers. Number 17, Ukraine has unlocked a new level of feminism. Zelensky has announced a new women's battalion. It's going to be full of ladies from 15 all the way to 40, and it'll be strictly voluntary. This may end up becoming worse than when Genghis Khan invaded. Here they are reporting for duty with their duck lips. I bet you anything that the Russian soldiers are going to try and take them alive, and then do God knows what to them. They'll hear the call of booty as well as the call of duty. Up next, speaking of soldiers, the Zambian student was arrested in Russia after twerking in front of a war memorial, and now faces 3 years in prison. Off to the gulag with you, girl. Russia is getting better by the day while the West crumbles. Lady, this isn't Wakanda where you can dance on the Black Panther's remains. I think this'll teach you not to mock memorials dedicated to military men. Number 19, an Indian, African-American, and Mexican walk into a bar. Actually, I'm kidding. To me, at least two of them look like liberal white women interested in virtue signaling. They call everyone else racist because they're guilty of the very same thing they accuse others of. Moving on, we have a woman that lists a bunch of red flags she has for men, including if the guy's bald, broke, fat, nerdy, shy, has a podcast or band, and plays video games. The list is so extensive that it includes 99% of men out there. And she probably doesn't want the 1% that remain because they aren't good looking enough. I hope she enjoys being alone with her cats. My favorite is when she says she doesn't want a man that hates his mom, but she also doesn't want a mama's boy. Make up your mind. Number 21, we have a job interviewer at the European Central Bank, asking someone if printing money causes inflation. The guy interviewing for the job says, no, that's climate change. And then he's hired on the spot. Climate change is used as an excuse for anything bad these days is projection. Because after all, the Fed and ECB can't be responsible for all the inflation impoverishing everybody. We need to abolish both of them. Up next, Tom Cruise reportedly left his 36-year-old girlfriend after meeting her kids. I guess even he doesn't want a single mother. Tom Cruise should have cruised around for someone better than her. But that's hard when your girlfriend also has to be a Scientologist. Then again, maybe he wasn't man enough to handle a couple of Africans. But seriously, she dodged a bullet not being dragged into his life. I like how her name is just girlfriend. Number 23, Sleepy Joe poses with his female White House staff. Looks like being attractive as a woman is something they're definitely looking for when hiring at the White House. There's also less chance of an embarrassing photo if you don't put sniffable looking women around you. Also, look at this lady. Wow, she looks like a solid 7. But is that on the Richter scale, perhaps? This kind of reminds me of that Let the Wookiee Win scene from Star Wars. Moving on, look everyone, it's Gina, and she's apparently got a PhD in gender studies. Who wants to date Dr. Cooch over here? She's doing all of us a favor by putting her credentials in the profile. She thinks it's a flex, but it's just a warning so that guys know when to flee. Another red flag is that she's from Chicago. Lucky for her, though, with her degrees and political leanings, she'll easily find a corporate job. Number 25 and the last one, women lose it when they turn down 95% of men because they say they're ugly. But when men turn down only 50% of women because they're old, then they get triggered. 10 years ago, this happened to them when they turned 35 plus. And now it's increasingly happening in 25. One day it'll be at 18 once men graduate from high school and get their very own lover bots. At that point, the next best thing they can do is keep collecting those cats. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.